we're doing something a little different for the sermon today. Three people from the search committee are each going to give a short sermon on a particular verse. And the first person is Tammy.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, why don't we just have a short prayer? Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to your house and we give you praise. Mm. We praise you through song. We praise you through the reading of scripture. And Lord, we just bow to your greatness. We thank you for loving us and for providing the things that we need. Mm. Dear Father, we just ask that your blessings be poured out on this service. And we thank you for all the many things that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
15, and I will give you keepers pleasing to my heart who will give you your food.
You know, when you're on a search committee, you've got a pretty big job. At least we think we do. But the actual job is to sit and be still. Depend on prayer and listen to what God is telling you, and not what's written on the paper necessarily. Mm. You know, we evaluated, we read through resumes, and you know, the human side gets in the way sometimes. Mm-hmm. But when you're trying to discern what God has for this church, you have to rely on listening to him, because if you don't be quiet, you can't hear it. And scripture tells us in Jeremiah 3:15 that God will send you,
15,
let me read it right,
I will
give you keepers
with knowledge and wisdom.
Okay, read it again.
15, and I will give you keepers,
I will give you keepers that are pleasing to my heart,
with knowledge and wisdom,
and they will give you food with wisdom.
16, 15,
so,
and I will give you keepers pleasing to my heart who will give you your food with knowledge and wisdom.
With knowledge and wisdom. So after listening to scripture tells us that he calls people, mm. right? You're
yeah.
prepared.
Yes.
And if you listen, each one of us is called to do something.
Mm.
Whether it be bring candy for a mission mm. project, to give to children, whether it be bring crackers so you can feed someone. So there's many things you can do. You can sing. You can say prayers. But we have been very blessed that God has brought to us a pastor who was called. He called her. He prepared her. She went to school and studied hard and spent many hours in the scriptures. So that gives her wisdom. Not necessarily wisdom, but knowledge. And you have to pray for wisdom. So I am very thankful that we have had someone come and that the search committee listened to what God has said. And Joy, you listened when God was telling you where you're going to be going. And you know, sometimes people say, the last place on earth I want to go is Lincoln, Nebraska. Surprise! We got a different plan.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful. Mm. So we need to support her,
mm.
sometimes guide her.
Yeah.
But most importantly, we need to keep her in our prayers every day. Because she needs our support, whether you think so or not. We pray for her guidance and her strength, and we thank her for her support. So thank you, Pastor Joy.
The mic is really hot. I'm going to move this down so it's more
shorter
Janet level.
Shorter than Tammy.
Yeah, it's a hot mic.
Well, thank you, Tammy, for those good words. I chose a passage in the 10th chapter of Romans, Romans 10, 9 through 15, because I think it describes at least two of the strengths I appreciate about Pastor Joy. So let's read Romans 10, 9 to 15. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all. And richly blesses all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. So the first strength I'd like to talk about is Pastor Joy's commitment to social justice and the inclusive nature of the Christian gospel. The second strength I would like to highlight is her passion for preaching God's word and the excellence with which she preaches. In this Romans passage, verses 9 through 13, it speaks about what it means to have salvation in Christ Jesus. Verse 9 says that to be saved requires confessing with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believing with our hearts that God has raised him from the dead. It continues on in verses 10 through 11 to further emphasize that salvation happens in our hearts as we believe in Christ, but that it also should involve a public commitment to Christ as we confess him before other people. That is the essence of the gospel. Going further in the passage, it says that there is no difference between Jew and Gentile because Jesus is Lord of all. We know that Paul was called to be an apostle to the Gentiles. Today, we understand that this calling for us is to make the gospel known and available to everyone, no matter their ethnicity, gender, nationality, economic status, lifestyle background, or political affiliation. We don't need to vet people for them to enter God's kingdom. Mm. God will accept anyone and everyone who believes in him and calls on his name. Our church provides a good illustration of this principle as we welcome anyone to be a part of our congregation. We also enjoy the fellowship and sharing with our sister congregations as we seek to increase God's kingdom on earth with the Chinese, Korean, and South Sudanese congregations. Pastor Joy has emphasized in her ministry this openness to people from all walks of life and all backgrounds. She has participated in community groups and events that promote the pursuit of social justice through working to alleviate prejudice, inequity, and attitudes that prevent people from accessing the rights and privileges and benefits of being a citizen here. She also shares in her preaching and teaching various ways that we can be welcoming to people and ways we can encourage them to consider becoming a follower of Jesus, no matter who they are. And then continuing on in verses 14 to 15, a series of questions is posed. How can people call on Jesus if they don't believe? How can they believe if they have not heard the gospel? How can they hear without the message being preached? And how can they preach unless they are sent by God? As Tammy already spoke about eloquently, we on the search committee recognized the very clear calling of God upon Joy's life. I think all of us here in the congregation have seen evidence of this as well during the past 2 years that Pastor Joy has been with us. Pastor Joy is clearly gifted by the Spirit, and she persisted in following God's call despite discouragement from various corners in Texas and other places. Pastor Joy devotes time and energy to preparing her messages through study of related passages, delving into the original languages and considering the context and the historical background. She blends this preparation with application to our everyday lives and challenges so that the Word of God is made practical to us. Her Bible study leadership also shows how God has gifted her to help us understand the scriptures and learn ways to practice what we have learned. I appreciate, Joy, your call, your obedience to God's call, and very thankful that we've been blessed by your leadership here.
Okay. Wow. Two hard acts to follow. So far this morning, Tammy talked about Pastor Joy's call, and Janet pointed out her strengths of social justice and preaching. So these scriptures and talk about her call and her impact on our faith. I'm going to talk about our responsibility to her. Mm. Hebrews 13:17, NIV translation says, "Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you." Now, I looked up the same passage in The Message, and I really like the way this one says. It says, "Be responsible to your pastoral leaders. Listen to their counsel. They are alert to the condition of your lives and work under the strict supervision of God. Mm. Contribute to the joy of their leadership, not its drudgery." Mm. Why would you want to make things harder for them? Good question. Growing up, I belonged to a large church. The minister stood in a little tower off to the left side of the stage, looking down on the congregation. I saw him on Sundays. He wore black robes and a colorful clergy stole. I was in awe of him and never thought about what he did outside of church. He wasn't really human, if you know what I mean. Now that I'm an adult and belong to a smaller congregation, I have known our pastors over the years more intimately. I know about their families. I know what they like and don't like. It's easy not to hold the pastor in awe or respect. What's the old phrase? Familiarity breeds contempt. It makes it easy to criticize, to find fault, to be nitpicky. Often masked as our input or our opinion, often it's really criticism. As it says in James 3:1, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." We forget that they were and are called by God. I need to remember that when I'm interacting with her. As the scripture I read said, "as those who must give an account and worked under the strict supervision of God." I don't believe James is talking about being judged by us, but being judged by God on the last day. And Pastor Joy was definitely called by God, as everybody has mentioned. She divided her church leaders, met with resistance and doubt from family members and others, but she persisted, because you just don't refuse God. She followed God's calling to Nebraska, of all places, to a small congregation of American Baptists. She left her home, her family, to come here because God called her. She couldn't say no. I like the way The Message puts it. We need to contribute to the joy of her leadership, not to its drudgery. Why would we want to make it harder for her? The job of pastor is hard enough without our criticisms and resistance. What can we do to contribute to her joy? Volunteer to help? Even little offers of help are a big thing. Send notes of encouragement? Tell her what she's doing right, instead of pointing out the things we don't like. I'm guilty of telling her what I don't like instead of praising her for all she's done. Especially during the pandemic, a more seasoned pastor would have found that a challenge, and I'm sure many have. She came to Lincoln as an act of faith, and then the pandemic hit. No one could have predicted the things that transpired in the first 2 years of her service. Just when we were getting to know each other, we were put on lockdown. Because she's young and has some technology skills that most of us don't have, we have videotaped services, taped discussions with the other American Baptist pastors in Lincoln, done Zoom Bible studies, Zoom Sunday services, and so much more. God blessed us through her knowledge of technology and of the Bible. She may be young in years, but she is mature in her faith and her knowledge. God put her here for a reason, and the challenges of the pandemic have highlighted some of those reasons. Mm. There are more things to be revealed in the years to come, and I personally am excited to see what the future holds. She is a blessing to us. Let's work on being a blessing to her. Now, we're going to have a few words from Kutu.
First of all, I want to thank God for giving me this opportunity to speak a little bit with Pastor Appreciation Day. And I want to also thank you for Susan for inviting me to speak. How Pastor Joyce have impacted my life. I told her I have plenty to say about her, and she said, hopefully it's something good. Of course it will be good. So I am currently a seminary student at Central Baptist Seminary, and I remember when Pastor Joy, her husband, and her father first moved to Lincoln. We were unpacking things and unloaded things in the truck and moving to their new apartments. And she was very eager, very excited, and very energetic. She talks about her lives, and she was very open to everything. And from my perspective, by looking at her action, it gives me her passions, her drive, and her motivations actually encourage me to see God even more and to further my educations. Throughout the years, we get to know each other, whether that's in her office or in the halls. She was always encouraging, always support. She doesn't support verbally. She also give tools and resources. Sometimes when I have project and things like that, she will recommend text, and she will also provide the material that she has, which was very helpful to complete those projects. So thank you. On a personal level, she's very open, very humble, but bold to speak the words of God. And that's what I admire about her. And even with personals, you know, she's very supportive in every aspect of our lives or my lives. She, when I apply for jobs and things like that, she was willing to write me a recommendation. So supportive in every ways. I know that it's very difficult to lead a congregation in a church that holds multi-ethnic congregations, but I think she has done an amazing job. She's very open, she understand, you know, the purpose of what God want us to do, and that is what Christianity is all about, which is to serve others. Her leadership and her works remind me of scriptures in John 21, verses 15 through 17. It was a conversation between Simon Peter and Jesus. Jesus asked Simon three times whether he loves Jesus or not. Peter was annoyed by his questions, but in the end, Peter said that, you know, Jesus, you know, Lord, I really love you. And in reply, Jesus said, feed my sheep. And I think that's exactly what Pastor Joe is doing, which is tending the sheep, taking care of the sheep, and feeding the sheep. And so in honor, I would say that she have a heart to serve God and to serve God's people. She's very humble, but bold, very open and brave. May God bless you and of course your husband, and give you peace, joy, and rest today. And be ready to work again starting tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you.